And my buddy goes, you want to go fishing in the morning? And I'm like, daggone, get or none. Right? And he said, well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again.
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all swap, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol, and I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fish heads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
That's right. We're broadcasting live via the Toyota Tundra Studio in some regards.
Are you hearing a little scratchy sounds in your headset?
Yeah, man, you know, you and I always start off with some crazy sounds.
We do, man. We do.
That's not going over there.
Either that or we finished with crazy sounds.
Yeah, we think we're hearing crazy sounds. We're good. We're good. Yeah, but yeah, we are live in the Toyota Tundra studio right now. But today's show is awesome. We had a great time. We got to go out and hang out with our good fish head buddies over at the Masters Club.
That's right, because fish heads, you're in for a really cool show today.
Yep.
We are in the studio doing this particular segment, but here soon you're going to be listening to our event from the Masters Gentlemen's Club, the Fish Head Happy Hour that we did just past Tuesday.
Yep. We had a great time, good show up, and you know, like we said, we've been trying to compete with Corby, and we had a, from what I've understand, we had a better crowd than they have had on their first night.
So. Yeah, it was fun, man. A lot of people showed up. We had a good time.
We're gonna be doing this again in September. I'll tell you how to figure out the date.
You're gonna hear it. Folks are gonna hear all about it. We had some good guests there on the show talking with us, because I tell you, the place is full of fish heads, and our own Pat showed up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Pat was there. We got to talk with him a lot. We got to talk with Mike Brady of 515. Got to hang out with Robert Thompson.
Robert Thompson was there. You're gonna hear all about that, and it's gonna be really good. And I tell you what, fishing's really picked up here too lately.
Oh yes, and let's we're recording the show, and it's late earlier in the week, but let's talk about it. I'll tell you what, if you're a surf fisherman or a pier fisherman, if you do not get out this week and go fishing with live mullet on the piers and on in the surf, you are missing out on what happened 4 years ago, because it started. Got word yesterday, a lady that was fishing at Garden City Pier caught over 27, had 8 keepers. A buddy of mine went there. They had 2 of them. They kept 20. They had 10 keepers apiece. Biggest was 25 inches. Another gentleman fished until 7:30 yesterday morning, had 7 keepers.
Well, let's go.
So the surf bite is on. Get out with live mullet, and you can bring the cast net, because they're swimming by the piers constantly. You make sure you got plenty of rope on it to get down there to them, but you can catch all the bait you need down there right now. It's great. And also, my good buddy Kevin Sneed, who we need to get on the radio show sometime, of Rigged and Ready Charters out of Shallot, has been killing the big Spanish mackerel. I mean, 5-6 pounders left and right.
Is that right?
So that means none other than that they will be here.
They will be here. You know, last week after the show, remember I had the Bikini Bottom with
That's right.
Here in the old Toyota Tundra Studio Sparks Toyota parking lot.
Yep.
Here at the Cumulus Broadcast Center.
Make it sound really
well.
Good.
I went trolling spoons. I was dragging spoons for Spanish. Didn't catch one.
Yep.
But I tell you what, I got home. I happened to check my Facebook, and I saw all these pictures from Garden City Pier. You mentioned Garden City Pier, and there was pictures of folks.
That's some nice Spanish.
I didn't troll that far up. I trolled maybe about halfway up that way, just off the beach looking for them.
Yep.
And I'd go down around the jetties and go south about the same distance, a mile or so, and do that circuit I've done before, and usually, you know, I'm pulling them in, you know, pretty consistently, but none. I said, well, if I just went up a little farther, I'd have probably found them.
Well, I will just say that I snuck out this morning before we came in here to record and went fishing. And I will tell you that one of the things that normally precedes or happens with the Spanish showing up really good on the reefs, the ladyfish were thick inside the creek. We were wearing them out on top water first thing. We caught some nice trout, floating shrimp. Didn't catch any on top water, but ladyfish showed up. And it was the mouth of the Oaks Creek, and you know, right inside the jetties was just nonstop mullets flying everywhere and ladyfish chasing them. But also, I caught a mangrove snapper this morning.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and
what's that thing doing here?
It was, I don't know, and it wasn't a little one either. Back in the creek, floating for trout with shrimp. But that's the first mangrove snapper I have ever caught, and I caught it in Merle's Inlet. I didn't even catch it in the mangrove. I missed the whole trip.
You did?
Yes. I mean, I missed the enjoyment of going to a true mangrove to catch them. They showed up. I mean, it showed up. It hit like a pinfish, and Nick goes, "You got a pinfish." I had Nick from the Masters of all people with me today. And but it was a mangrove snapper. Got some great
pictures.
That's
crazy, man. You know, that's what I love about saltwater.
I'll put it up on our page.
Heck yeah, man. Did you keep it?
No, and you know what? Here's the thing. I still haven't looked at how at the regulations in South Carolina on mangrove snapper.
Yeah.
But Nick said he thinks there aren't any.
There might not be. It's just like with the tautog that come in the wintertime.
Yep.
We haven't started regulating those here yet, but they're going to, I'm sure.
He thinks there might not be, and I should have probably kept it because it would have been two good fillets.
Oh, that would have
been two good fillets. But yeah, we had a great time, and you know, we're constantly talking about Spanish mackerel, and the main reason is, you know, coming up next weekend, next Saturday, is the 6th annual Sea Hunt Boats Marine Service Center Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Can't wait for that.
We have been pushing it hard the last couple weeks, and we're going to be participating. Sure, there's going to be a great crowd out there. We had 68 boats last year. We're pushing, hoping for 100. Weather will be the decisive factor in that.
Yeah, that's a good time tournament. You know, it's family friendly. It's a wonderful tournament. Even for all that money, it's still friendly. Everybody seems to like each other. It's a good tournament. It's a good location too.
Yep. And the way most people live bait chum for them, so you know what? You can fish close to me. I don't care. Yeah. It's all about luck. I mean, you want more chum getting them fired up around you. But what I was going to say, too, is I've been out a couple other days this week live chumming and had no luck with them. But, again, I'm very positive because Kevin and those guys are just north of us. And normally, when they show up there real good, they start showing up here. So it'll be good next weekend. It'll be
great. I think
so,
too, because we went through a spell where we had them not too long ago.
Right.
And I don't know what happened to them. I don't know if they dove deeper. I don't know what they're doing exactly. But I tell you, this time of year, they're always there. I mean, you know, we're heading up on September. You know what I like to do in September?
No, what do you like to do?
And even in late August, really, is fish for the redfish at the end of the jetties. But I always keep a rod handy with a spoon or a twitch bait or something on there to toss at the Spanish mackerel, because you'll be sitting out there fishing for, you know, bottom fishing for redfish, and the Spanish mackerel all of a sudden just erupt all around you. You can just grab your rod and throw it any kind. I mean, get the cheapest one you can find. That's what I recommend, the cheapest, you know, twitch bait or crank bait that you can find, and throw out there, and you're going to catch them. You'll catch four or five of them while you're sitting there fishing for redfish.
You can get gotcha plugs for, you can get three packs.
Run a jig fish through them. I mean, it's just to throw anything out there, really, when they're popping the water, when they're boiling the top of the water like that. And, yeah, that's a fun way to do it because, you know, kind of changes things around when you're bottom fishing and it's kind of boring. You see them Spanish come up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happened today. We were trout fishing and the ladyfish came up and I'm like, all right, you want to try it? And Nick goes, yeah.
Has Nick ever caught a ladyfish before?
No.
Okay, then he had fun.
Yeah, the poor man's tarpon, he kept calling it. It's exactly what they are.
Exactly. They're fun the first couple times you catch one.
They're fun until you got to clean the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't try to keep them in the water. That's the smartest thing I can tell you, because they, no matter what, they throw out green crap.
Yeah, you'll know what they were eating, won't you?
Yeah, it's green crap everywhere.
Yeah, they are kind of a nasty
fish. They're eating mullet right now, though. They were on the mullet, and the schools of mullet are incredible.
They are an acrobatic fish. If you got kids that want to have a good time fishing, take them out there right now and put them on some of those ladyfish like you're talking about.
They are. They're a poor man's tarpon.
Yes, they are. They will put on an aerial display, jump around, have a good time. They're fun to catch.
Now, just so you folks know, the reason we recorded the show this week is the McLeod Children's Hospital Walmart benefit for the kids.
Children's Miracle Networks.
Yep, for the Children's Miracle Network, and we're going to be participating.
Indeed, we're going to be fishing that tournament, and it goes, how long does that thing go?
Man, it's 6 to 5 o'clock.
It starts at 7 a.m.
7 to weigh-ins at what, 5?
I'm looking for it on the flyer that's right in front of me.
But we're at Peachtree Landing. They're calling it, but we're at the landing right beside the swing bridge, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right underneath the big bridge.
So if you're doing nothing this afternoon, stop by.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock's way in.
4 p.m.
There we go. We're going after catfish, a species that Kenny and I are not very knowledgeable on.
No, I haven't fished catfish in many years. I know they're pretty simple fish
to catch. I've caught a lot of them.
I don't think they're hard.
No.
But I went back through my notes and stuff that I've gotten from our good buddy Stump Grant over the years, you know, providing fishing reports for Coastal Angler Magazine. And, so I've got a few things.
Don't worry about it. We will not need your knowledge. Trust me.
You don't think?
Your knowledge is insufficient in every manner.
I'm talking bait-wise,
to the partners that we are fishing with.
Have you heard of the Gulp catfish dough?
Yes, catfish dough does not work in the river here.
No, it don't.
Now, ask anybody. They don't. I mean, it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're taking is clams and shrimp.
I already know that.
The clams and shrimp.
Magic bait.
One of our partners caught 3 right at 30 pounds last weekend. So we did line up some ringers.
Pretty good, man.
We lined up some ringers.
Yeah.
And the way the tournament's format is, it's largest of any species. So you obviously know you're not going to catch many bass that'll match a catfish. So that's why we've decided to go for catfish. And I want some good eats. Man, catfish are great.
Yep, and you know the best thing is it's not a kill tournament.
It's keep them alive.
It's alive. Must be alive in big, bold letters.
Boy, that's interesting. That might throw a ringer into us.
Well, that's a good thing. You don't want to,
Well, what we'll do is just keep one, our biggest alive. My live well is going to have trouble with a 30-pounder.
You're wrong. Huh? Yeah. You might have to use that big
bait well on the back, man. Oh, no, I'm going to use a back bait well. Yeah, you're right.
That thing's huge. You can put a
Well, I don't think we're taking any live bait, so we'll be good.
Yeah,
we might have to just keep reaching in there and giving him mouth-to-mouth to keep him alive.
Hey, let's get our break in, man.
All right.
We're going to come back again, and we're going to close this thing off. But, folks, stay tuned.
Because y'all enjoy the show.
You're going to hear what we went through, and it's going to get pretty wild. You're going to have a good time. I hope you had as much fun listening as we had talking. So stay tuned, folks. This is the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The deals are getting hotter as the summer clearance event continues at Island. It's time for Jeep. Take your pick, a new Jeep Patriot or Renegade for only $15,980. Jeep Cherokee starting at $139 and Grand Cherokees for as low as $239. Island will pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. See us at islandchrysler.com, then head to Pauley's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Murrells Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register, starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fishes! The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
That's right. We're not broadcasting from the Toyota Tundra studio, but we did drive the Toyota Tundra here.
I see it sitting out there.
To bring the equipment.
Yep. As you all know, we are at the Masters Gentlemen's Club, 10th Avenue, Myrtle Beach.
And they have rolled the red carpet out.
I tell you what, it truly is a red carpet.
But they missed it. They put it on the table instead of on the walkway coming in.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I tell you what I can't wait for is the food you're going to be delivering to us here in a little while.
Mahi mahi fresh.
Mahi mahi bites, man. I hope you're okay that I ordered for you.
Yeah, did you order for me on Russell's tab or did you order on
Nick's tab?
Manager. You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Nick's covering all that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Indeed, I can't wait, man.
Well, I'm telling you what.
But you know their seafood comes from Seven Seas Seafood Market here.
It comes from Seven Seas. Nick and I have talked about that. That's actually how Nick and I first met. We first met because Chris Conklin, he was a customer of Chris's and everything else. And yes, we've talked about it. And I'll tell you what, talk to the guys in the kitchen already. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either, man.
I'm glad you ordered some food because we need it.
The chef here came out and met us and like shook our hands and was like so super friendly. He's like, anything you guys want, let me know.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the house right now.
Oh, dude, I tell you what.
We got a great crowd in there, dude.
We have a great crowd in there.
Thank you so much for showing up.
The fish heads. The fish heads. Yeah. We love it, man. I'll tell you what. And we do thank the Masters Gentlemen's Club for inviting us to do this incredible event tonight. The first.
Wait a minute. This is the first of many.
The first of many.
Right?
Yeah, fish head happy hours.
We're going to do this once a month, right?
Yeah, we're going to do this once a month if it works out that way. You know how it works. You know how it works.
I know how it works around here. Uh-huh. We'll be good.
Yeah. I definitely could not imagine a better place to do a show from.
Yeah, I know. We got some cool guests that showed up to talk with us too.
Yes, we do. That's the best part. It's like we've got tons of folks, professional fishermen that have come to support our Fish Head Happy Hour.
Fish Head.
And meet all of our Fish Head fans.
I love this place, by the way. I wish it wasn't so far away.
I know. It's not too far away for me.
You know, the cool thing is, like, most people never walk through a kitchen.
No.
At a restaurant.
No.
But we got to walk through the kitchen here.
Uh-huh.
It's freaking awesome, dude. I've managed restaurants before, so I know kitchens.
Yeah.
Dude, this kitchen is first class.
Well, I can believe that. That's why they buy all the food that they serve here fresh. From local markets, yeah. I mean, it's like incredible, man. You wouldn't expect that from, I hate to use the stereotypical Nomer gentleman club. But, I mean, there's, you know, they've got the VUCA Lounge here.
Yep.
You can come here, you know, after work, enjoy a great appetizer at a very reasonable rate, have a nice drink at a reasonable rate. And the best part is, it seems like everybody who works here is into fishing.
They are.
Yeah.
I just met
Michaela. I don't know about the girls.
I haven't asked them yet. Are you kidding me? I've spent the last 30 minutes talking to Michaela.
Yeah, I noticed that.
About fishing in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Wisconsin?
Yes.
For like,
salmon.
Walleye.
And walleye.
Walleye yes. are big.
But they're on Lake Michigan mm-hmm. where she is. Mm-hmm. I fished Lake Erie. You know, I fished Lake Erie too,
before actually.
For walleye and perch, mm-hmm. but I've never fished over there.
And those lake salmon, man. Those things are monsters.
And very good to eat.
Yeah.
Very good.
Talking about fishing, man. You know, last week, if the folks remember.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Where are you going with this?
I'm going to talk about going out and dragging spoons for Spanish last Saturday.
Yeah, let's talk about that because we don't want to talk about the other.
There's not much to talk about. I wish there was because, you know, we're only 2 weeks away from the sixth annual Marine Service Center, Sea Hunt Boats, Spanish Mackerel Derby.
That's right.
Just 2 weeks out.
We got Captain Robert is here. He's
Captain
come
Robert
talk
is
to
here.
Us.
If we can distract him from his distraction,
he's
get him over here.
Yeah. He's distracted. Yeah. It's easy to get distracted.
Well,
here.
I'm here to tell you right now, it's easy to get distracted around here.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And a lot of people have been commenting, even on our Facebook page, about the negativity right now because the Spanish aren't here in numbers. And I know where you're going with your story.
Yeah.
You had a slow day.
I wanted nothing more than to post some Spanish pictures to show folks, you know, hey, come out for the Spanish Mackerel Derby.
That's right.
Look what I'm getting.
Well,
didn't work out.
You don't need to do anything other than go look at Apache Pier, look at Garden City, Surfside Pier.
That was the
them.
Worst part, man, was because I trolled, you know, up and down Merle's Inn, just a little bit off the beach, like I like, as you know, I like to do with spoons, and it usually works out good for me.
That's right.
And then I get home. I didn't catch a thing, and I burned up because it was super hot. And I burned up, and I finally quit, and I went home, and I looked on my Facebook page, and I saw all these pictures from Garden City Pier. And I could see, you know, Garden City Pier was right there. So they were catching them on Garden City Pier. I just didn't find them. I didn't see any birds diving. I didn't see any bait. But I was just a mile away from where there were birds diving and bait and Spanish mackerel biting.
And
which really sucked for me. I turned around and went back the other way before I got that far. But that just goes to show you, they're there. It's just a matter of finding them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, on Saturday, which we were talking about last Saturday, while you were out there doing that in the ocean, you know, me and the Diva and Little Peanut went to the river.
Beautiful pictures. Coolest pictures ever, man.
We went looking for bass. We went looking for bass, and we fished all over some great spots, trying to pre-fish for, you know, we thought we were going to fish the Bassmasters tournament this Saturday, but we changed that up a little bit, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But
oh, I'm sure we will.
But you know, we ended up catching some nice brim on our Big Dave's bait and tackle crickets that Dave, you know, I had Peanut walk up, Kinsley walk up with the cricket bucket to Big Dave, and if you have ever seen a big man melt, that man melted like you could never imagine.
Big Dave is big.
Big Dave is big.
He's a big
and
boy.
And he melted.
He did.
He was like, that girl can come get bait from me anytime she wants it.
Well, Kinsley is like one of the cutest kids I've ever seen, man.
She's a sweetheart.
I can't believe she looks like you,
man. Lucky. Yeah, she does look like me.
Hopefully she'll start looking like mom when she gets older.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hey, and let's pray to the dear Lord that she gets her mother's brains.
I tell you what, man. I just tell you, this Fish Head Happy Hour, the first of many Fish Head
first
Happy Hours here at the Masters Gentlemen's Club. As y'all know where we're at, and I tell you, the stuff we got to give away, we're going to get to that here pretty quick.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Because there's so much. So many people donated stuff.
Yeah, we're giving away a ton of stuff right now.
Yeah, let me tell you. Let me give you a quick list of who donated stuff. Crazy Sister Marina.
Yep.
They donated.
Thank you, Seth.
Here's the deal. Two people on a Gulfstream trip to the Gulfstream on the New Inlet Princess. They didn't only donate one of those, they donated two of those.
That's right. With Captain Robert Strickland.
So some lucky son of a gun here tonight is going to win a Gulfstream trip on the New Inlet Princess. Free.
Yep.
You realize how much that costs? And it's not going to be just one person. Two folks are going to win that because they gave two of them.
Yep.
That's incredible.
And guess what? You can invite a friend.
Exactly. Invite a friend. Take the old lady. Whatever.
Take the old lady. Whatever.
Is old lady politically correct?
I don't know if that's politically correct or not, but
I know that's what my dad called my mom. So
my old lady's probably in there getting a table dance right now.
Where did our wives go, man?
They're in there hanging out.
Our wives are here, but we don't see them.
We don't see them.
They're gone.
They stuck us in the nosebleed section.
They're having
the
fun.
Was too loud in there.
Yeah,
too many people.
Well, we can't be in the booby section because of the fact that it's loud.
Loud.
We're in the non-booby section.
Very loud. All right. So, you know, going forward with your Spanish mackerel talk, I spent last week. Yes, you can say booby all you want. We went out last week. I tried, you know, chum 300 mullet. Had them up for a little bit. Had two on that broke me off.
But you did see them.
But I saw them.
Awesome.
So I went back yesterday. And we are, again, recording this show, and everybody knows it. We're recording on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But I went back and tried it again, and I got the fish up a couple times. Did not catch a one.
That has to suck, man. It hurt. You know, remember that time? What was that, 2 years ago when we were chasing those birds out there?
Oh, God. And we went two miles away.
The boat was floating on Spanish mackerel.
Yes.
And we could not get him to bite anything.
Not one of us.
The boat was completely surrounded by thousands of them, man. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
We could not buy a bite. We tried it.
No.
We tried everything
we
could.
The funny part was you were in that Key West Marshals Marine boat.
Yeah.
When I ran out there chasing those birds, nobody followed me.
Nope.
But when you ran out
there. Yeah, here comes everybody.
It looked like a convoy of boats, man, like a flotilla.
Well, you know, you were nice and you were a true partner and you said, hey, Captain Me, the fish are here.
They were there.
We're on the way.
Uh-huh. They were there, but the funny part was nobody.
Nobody.
That ran out there. We were about, what, like 5 miles out maybe.
Nobody.
Nobody could. They just weren't biting, even though the boat was floating on Spanish mackerel. There was no bite. But
you know,
Spanish mackerel are funny that way.
Spanish
sometimes you'll catch them left and right.
Funny that way.
They are.
But I think they were feeding on the glass minnows, and I you know, I truly believe that if we were throwing out some planers and trolled around them,
uh-huh,
we might have caught them, or just throwing out some birds with some spoons.
Uh-huh.
We might have called him, but yeah, it was one of those days where you get back to the dock and go, how did that really just happen?
Indeed.
Hey, we got to talk about something else. We got Pat Payone here.
Yeah, Pat, man. Pat from the morning drive, the drive.
From the drive.
The drive.
Pat Payone.
Has showed up tonight and has been hanging with us, and I tell you, I hope he hangs with us for a while.
Yeah, we're going to grab him.
We got to start giving away stuff.
We've already been.
Our list is huge.
Yeah, no.
We already mentioned what Crazy Sister donated for this particular event.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Well, we got to give a big thank you out to our dear friend across the aisle from us here,
yeah,
who has been giving our tickets out to everybody that comes in the door.
That's right. You walk in the door, you get a raffle ticket.
That's
and
right.
You can win that trip from Crazy Sister. One of those two trips.
Can I just explain to you something about this place?
What's
everybody,
that?
Even my wife texted me,
uh-huh,
and said, hey, so are we going to have to pay the cover charge to get in, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? If you're local, you're in the door.
Walk in for free.
Come on. I mean, it's a great time.
It is a great time.
I can't wait to eat the food. I
can't wait either. We're going to do like we did at Bass Pro that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to eat while we talk.
While we talk.
Uh-huh, and tell you what we think of it. But I tell you what, not only do we have that, you know, 7C Seafood Market, we've got three packages from them, a T-shirt and a $20 gift card.
Right.
Three of them to give away from 7Cs. And Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, threw in a $25 gift card.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. It goes on and on.
You can go forever there.
Captain Crumb's Outpost threw in a rod and reel combo.
I saw the rod. We got
it's right there. Yeah. We've got our table with all of our prizes on it
awesome.
Right there. Captain Crumb's threw that in. And then Masters Club was generous enough to donate two $25 bar tabs.
What?
Well, I think we done blew those, so you know,
I have been through that already.
Yeah, we might have to scratch those off the list. And then ourselves, the Southern Anglers Radio Show, we're giving away four sets of Budweiser hat and T-shirts.
Yep, there we go. They're right there on the table.
They are, man.
Come in the door. I mean, we got some great prizes to give away.
Yeah, that's right.
And remember, again, this is going to be once a month. We're not here just this week, so you missed it this week if you weren't here. We're going to be back here next month.
You know, I'll come back here any chance I get.
I like the fact that there's a fire extinguisher right behind your shoulder. Do you
uh-huh.
notice that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, there is. Yeah. That's the one you got to kind of. Oh, no, you can open it up.
I can
say you had to bust
the
glass.
Your fireballs with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5, Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over
over 10,000 pounds, a Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers radio show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Murrells Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Murrells Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat, Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Yeah, you know the guy that never shuts up about sports? Oh, wait, we're those guys. Thanks for putting up with us. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fishes, welcome back to the really, really big show.
That's right. Once again, we are not at the Toyota Tundra studio, but we hauled the studio in the Toyota Tundra down to the Masters Club here in Myrtle Beach, and we're having a great time hanging out with all the fish heads.
That's right.
Thank you guys for showing up.
It's Fish Head Happy Hour here at the Masters
fish
Club.
Fish Head Happy Hour. Our first annual.
We're going to
do our first monthly.
First monthly. I'm like you, man. I got to burp every 5 seconds. Could be these, though.
You know, I will say this much. My stage name has always been Fireball, right?
Since Fireballs.
We've come up with that, right? Fireballs. Well, Nick and I have come up with a bet, and soon after the show is completed, we have a bet. Have you heard the bet?
I have not heard the bet.
You've not heard it yet?
No.
All right. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
$250 that I cannot climb the pole.
Don't hurt yourself, man. That was the similar bet with the Pros versus Joes on the new and the Princess.
Yeah, I have to climb the pole to the top and touch the ceiling.
For how much?
Ladies and gentlemen, $250.
Oh, dude, I'd push your ass up there.
All right, so I understand now that there is a little, some of the girls have helped me out. Ms. Michaela.
Okay. Technique style, technique wise?
No, it's not that. The trick to the whole deal is you need skin to the pole, not
it's
clothes.
It's sticky.
No, the pole's very slippery.
But if skin is sticky.
Skin is sticky.
I've noticed that.
So we can stay attached to the pole.
Attached to the pole. It's just what you want to do. You don't want to slide your leg go.
Yeah, I want to let go down.
The pole is high here at Masters Gentlemen's Club.
So I have accepted this challenge.
I got a long pole.
You know, kind of like Mission Impossible. If you do accept this challenge. Yes, I have accepted this challenge. And so at about 8:15, when we get done with this, I will be up there on the pole.
But I will wait to see that.
I will be with.
Let's go live when we do that.
No, we can't.
No, we can't. We better not.
No.
We can't give away the show.
Hey, guys.
You guys
good,
fish?
How are y'all?
You guys fish? Are you a fisherman?
Yeah, look at it.
You're from where?
Yeah, they're from fish heads. They're fish heads.
You're from where?
By the way. They're fish heads.
Is that right? Couple fish heads.
Yep.
All right.
Sweet!
Yeah.
I told you that.
You got your tickets, right? All right,
good. We got some great prizes, man. Guys. I love it, dude.
Fish
More
heads.
Fish heads coming in.
I know. We got a fish head standing right here.
We got Mike Brady standing here.
Did I tell you what I told Mike Brady earlier?
What'd you tell him?
He said, is it okay if I wear shorts? I said, as long as they're Daisy Dukes, Mike.
Yeah, as long as they're Daisy. He doesn't have them on.
He didn't.
He's got on his dress khakis.
His dress khakis.
And for those of you that don't remember all that we've talked about Mike Brady for weeks and weeks and weeks, Mike Brady is the founder of the
Mike, have a seat. Pick up this mic right
have
here. Let's go ahead and get,
let's go ahead and get Mike on.
Our one of our most famous fish heads, Mike Brady, on the microphone here.
Hey guys.
You gotta put that up
hey
to your
buddy.
Mouth, man.
How's it going?
Good.
There
man.
You go. That's much better.
Mike is one of the founders. He is the founder of the 515.
He is. That's one thing we need to talk about because we haven't talked about it lately.
And we really
need
to talk about
it. Not in a whole lot of
it.
Detail anyhow. We mention it every show.
Yeah, Mike will be really happy to hear this. While I was out fishing today at 3 Mile, I got a call from Dancing Joe, a.k.a. Joe Nelligan.
Yeah, Dancing Joe is the right name
for Garden City Pier. Joe called me on the radio and said, hey, just letting you know, I finally got hold of some of the petitions, and I've got them. And I'm going to walk around, I'm going to get people to sign them, and blah,
good
blah,
deal.
Blah, and this and that. He said, you wouldn't believe the resounding response of people that love it, love the idea.
It is a great idea.
Love the idea.
I think the outpouring is positive by 98%. I don't see anybody, you know, having a problem with it at all.
What we're talking about here, folks, is the 515. That's a finer. It's what we're petitioning the state to try to get a new finer regulation going to limit a flounder to 5 fish per day. 15-inch minimum,
right.
Which is right now it's what, 15 per day?
15 and 14-inch.
And 14. Flounders need help. Nobody ever wants to help flounder. Everybody wants to help everything else, but
right.
Flounder's that giant elephant in the corner that nobody wants to acknowledge.
Right.
Well, it's time
that's
to acknowledge that.
Right.
Because especially like guys like Mike Brady, who's been around forever.
Ever.
He notices it. He notices that there's a difference going on.
You know what I love?
We all notice it, but. So we got to do something about it.
I love when like a Greg Holzhauser from Sun News calls me or Mike, I'm having a brain fart here, from down at Hadrill's.
Mike Abel.
Mike Abel calls me and,
thanks,
you know,
Mike.
They're talking to me and I'm like, hey, listen, let me give you a phone number to call. This is who you need to call. It was his idea, his baby. I'm just supporting.
Mm-hmm.
The key to this whole ingredient on the 515 is that it's proactive. It is us as fishermen, as anglers, as outdoorsmen, as sportsmen. It is us being proactive and protecting what we love to target.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like going, hey, you know, I mean, it would kind of be like this in the Iraqi war. If, you know, Bush had run over there real quick and said, hey, y'all, hey, just let you know, we're coming to bomb your asses. And you might want to run. That's what we're trying to say. We're like, hey, we're going to protect these fish now.
Before something happens that we don't like. Like
don't
seasons.
Like seasons, like closure.
We've heard that already.
That does happen. Go up to your northern,
we do not want a flounder
states.
Season in South Carolina.
You know, you go up to your mid-Atlantic and northern states. I may be wrong, but I think Delaware has an 18-inch limit now on flounder.
I don't know.
I think it's 18.
I know that they're much larger than what
much
we are.
Larger.
Yeah.
I mean, folks want that. We'll just keep destroying them, and we'll get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let the government get involved, see how it works out for you.
Exactly.
It does not work out as good as if we handle it ourselves to begin with.
The worst thing you'll ever hear is, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Let's take a few less each.
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Worst thing
that's
you'll ever
like
hear.
That's like as hypocritical as you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
I'm from
Kenny,
the government. I'm here to help.
Kenny.
Is that food?
I'm looking at some mahi-mahi. And some shrimp right over here on the table.
Hey, I tell you what, man. While we're looking at that food, let's give away a quick prize, man.
Why don't we give away a prize?
Let's do a drawing for the one of the trips to the Gulf Stream on the New Inlet Princess out of Crazy Sister Marina for 2.
All right, sounds great.
Let's do that drawing right now.
All right, they're doing it.
I hear it. I tell you what, the DJ here is awesome.
He is awesome.
Very
what
cool guy.
What a tough job, though. He's got a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
But
about,
you know what?
How much they pay, Nick?
I don't know. You and I both could probably, we could probably get up there and do this, do that DJing thing, but
yeah.
I've listened to your music before and I don't think it would go over.
Yeah.
Well.
Have you heard me sing?
No, I've not heard you sing.
One of these days you're going to hear me sing because, you
God,
know, I'm a big
I've
fan of karaoke. I'm a karaoke. I mean, you sing good, dude.
No, I don't sing.
You were
good.
Born with rhythm.
I just sing
rhythm.
A lot.
You are a white boy with rhythm.
I just sing a lot.
You're one of the rare few.
I am one of those rare few white boys with rhythm. Boy, here we go. Now the Southern English Radio Show has become racist.
No, we haven't. We love
Sunshine,
everybody.
Blue skies.
Oh, God.
Don't go away.
Enough already. Mike, interject here. Stop him. Stop him.
I wish it would rain. The funniest thing is my daughter, Kinsley, sitting on the porch the other day singing, Rain, Rain, Go Away. Come
oh, I love
get
that.
Another day.
I remember singing that when I was a kid.
Awesome? She wanted to go to the river so bad.
Did she?
And it was like that rare. And I texted you. I said, is it raining in the inlet? Can you believe this? It was pouring down. And she's sitting in the swing on the front porch going, Rain, Rain, Go Away. Come again another day. I'm like, God, how did this girl get to this point?
It's only going to get worse.
She
man.
Has grown up.
It's only going to get worse.
I'm talking to a guy here whose daughter's in law school now.
Yeah, my daughter's in law school, and she's 25 years old. It happens in a blink of an eye. Kimmy, I'm looking at your wife right now, sitting right there next to my wife.
Yep.
Yep. They're here. Our wives are here, folks. You think our wives would let us come
Kimmy's
to Masters
frowning.
Club without
Kimmy's
them?
Frowning.
Yeah.
Kimmy's frowning going, it's time for another.
But they grow up so fast. That's a fact.
Kimmy's
but
saying, it's time for another.
I'm going to tell you what, man. Kinsley, I'm looking forward to Kinsley's future because that girl's going to be one heck of an angler.
No, she's going to be one heck of a boat picture taker because
she's already that.
The girl loves pictures. Her mama has trained her well.
Did we tell the folks why we are doing this remote today and broadcasting it on Saturday?
No, why?
Because we are supporting the Children's Miracle Network.
Well, I was going to talk about that since the three of us are right here.
Uh-huh.
And here's the deal. You know me. They all gave me hell back in the days when I played golf tournaments all the time before my shoulders got terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would always stack a team. And the way I felt like back then was that I was the stack. Anybody around me was just the team. But when it comes to fishing, I'm thinking, holy crap, here comes Captain Crumb coming in the door.
There he is, Captain Jerry
Captain
himself.
Captain Crumb in the door. But anyway, I'm thinking back to myself. I'm going, so, you know, this Walmart tournament we've been promoting the last couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
What a great event.
It is a great event.
What a great event. How can we not fish it? How can we not go?
And lend our what little ability we have to.
Oh, I thought you were going in my pants. Know. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I'll save that for later. But no, what little ability we have to promote, you know, I mean, we do have a slight influence on people. And we want to take whatever little influence we can have and bring it to this event because it's so worthy.
Well, you know, I knew you and me. We couldn't catch a catfish if it jumped up in our
face. That's why we're bringing Big Mike Brady
with
us.
So I said, well, why don't we invite...
And Fred.
Why don't we invite Mike Brady and Fred?
You were so smart,
the four of us...
I tell you, man.
On the Marshalls Marine, Key West 230 Bay Reef.
Absolutely
we
brilliant.
We will have a blast.
Absolutely brilliant.
Don't put any pressure on us.
We will have a great time.
Well, I tell you what, I think right now they've got like maybe 40 boats or so.
Yes.
And we're wanting to bring that up a little bit. We want to get it up because I'll tell you what, it's benefits the Children's Miracle Network.
Anything
out of
the
Cloud Hospital.
Anything to benefit the children.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's why we're here. I mean, that's why we're doing this tonight. We decided to do this tonight and broadcast the show on Saturday. As everybody knows, we talked about that in our opening segment.
Exactly.
So, that's why we're here, man.
What a great and worthy cause.
You got that right. We got that right.
We're
going to
have
a good time.
We're going to have a great time.
That's right. We are going to have a great time.
We're going to catch fish.
We'll talk about it next week on our recorder show next week.
But listen.
Yeah, there you go.
You do realize that we're going to have to make an agreement with Fred, who's fishing with us. We're going to have to say, all right, Fred, here's the deal. Because we've all snuck up on him.
Uh-huh.
Angler of the year and everything.
Oh, yeah. Fred's not a happy man.
We're going to have to tell Fred, like, here's the deal. We will never fish in these spots that we go to in a tournament.
He might make us sign a disclaimer.
In a club tournament.
He might blindfold us on the way there. Who knows? Hey, man, we got to get another break in.
We got to pay some bills.
It's that time again, man. It's that time again. All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll be
Thanks,
right
guys.
Back from the Masters Gentlemen's Club. On 100.3, the team.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Do something different with the family this weekend. Whether you're on vacation or local to the beach, when's the last time you didn't visit the water but went on the water?
CrazySister.com.
How does jet ski rentals for the family sound, or the excitement of parasailing?
CrazySister.com.
You can take a dolphin watch cruise or see what the pirate adventure is all about.
CrazySister.com.
Or go fishing on their head boat and make a few friends. Want something more private? Look into half and full day fishing charters. Book now
at CrazySister.com.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, welcome back to the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
That's right, we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, which we hauled down the road about 8 miles to the Masters Gentlemen Club.
I got to say that the Sparks Toyota Tundra Studio truck looks really good parked in front of Masters Club.
It does.
Yeah.
I hope they don't get offended if it's here tomorrow.
Hey, let's give away a prize real quick before we bring our next guest on, huh?
I agree. Let's give prize away. What are we going to give away?
Let's do one of the 7C Seafood Market gifts that they gave.
Awesome.
Which is an awesome t-shirt. It says, from your boat to your throat, with a great graphic on the back. I love that t-shirt. You know, Chris Conklin, the owner of 7C Seafood Market, actually gave us each one of those shirts, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
I want one.
Yeah, so instead of giving away five, we're giving away three. But anyhow.
Well, between all the stuff we have to give away this month.
No doubt. Okay. So this is a t-shirt from 7C Seafood Market and a $20 gift card from 7C Seafood Market where you can go buy
awesome.
Some clams, oysters, fish, whatever.
Yep.
Because it's really good. It's really good.
Dude, look at Captain.
If you like to cook, if your girlfriend or wife likes to cook, you're going to love that $20 gift card from 7C Seafood Market.
Dude.
So let's give that away right now. All right.
I'm sure the DJ heard us.
I'm sure he did. I yelled loud enough.
All right. Listen, we've talked about it for the last couple of weeks, and we had him on the show. Can I just tell you that he helped us get to the next level? But Papillon has now taken over the drive and is the host of the drive.
He is,
5 days
man.
A week. What a job to have to slide into, which Aaron Marks has been doing for years, you know.
I got distracted there for a second.
But now our good partner and friend, Pat Payone, has taken over. And
he's a good friend.
He came up to hang out with us.
I tell you what, he's a good friend, and he did definitely help us along the way. He's one of the bricks in our wall.
Definitely the brick in the wall. Definitely a brick in the wall.
Maybe just the cement that holds you guys together.
There you
we'll
go.
Say that. You guys
I like
the,
that.
You guys are the bricks. I'm more of the mortar, I guess you can say.
There you go.
No, thanks for having me out here, guys. And I, you know, you guys extended the invitation. I wouldn't miss a chance to come out here and hang out with you guys outside of the studio. And, I mean, it's a great event. I mean, there's so many prizes, a lot of people coming in. And so, really, couldn't thank you enough for inviting me.
Yep, the first annual Fishhead Happy Hour here at the Masters Club.
Pretty awesome.
I knew you'd show up, man.
I didn't think
he was going to show up.
I knew.
I didn't, because I kept saying to you, I was like, so, and you know, I think we had some little producer scheduling things we had to get worked out.
That's always an issue when you do these remote
recorded remote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because these guys all have a lot of them have other uh-huh. jobs. And then a lot of them get up at 4 in the morning and have to be at their studio.
Yes, sir.
Well, Pat's been telling me about what he has to do to get ready for a show.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
And it's far more preparation than what we do.
Dude, it kills me.
Because we kind of just talk about what we did for the last week. You know, we talk about throwing some bait on the hook and getting out there. You know, Pat has to actually prepare.
Just a little bit.
He has to do work.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. You know, most of the Olympics are on TV really good, like at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And guess what? Some people have to get up in the morning and talk about them. So how is he getting to see all this? That's one thing
and
I wanted
football,
to ask.
Football preseason's kicked off, man. Baseball season's winding down. The playoff picture in baseball's, you know, getting clearer every day.
It's insane.
I'll tell you, if you saw my apartment, I have a iPad that has one of the sporting events. It's usually the NFL preseason. My TV has the Olympics, and then my computer set up next to that has the MLB Network. And so I try and watch as much as I can, but you can't watch everything. And so mostly it takes a lot of research in the morning. That's why I get into the studio so early.
Indeed. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it shows, because I got to listen to your whole show this morning, and I was absolutely entertained.
Well, I missed it this morning, but I listened to yesterday, and I told Pat, I was like, dude, you guys were awesome.
I appreciate it, guys.
I love it.
You know, a good thing about working with you know, everyone at Cumulus and with the sports radio, I was able to take a lot from Aaron, obviously. I'm filling some big shoes with that. But also being the producer for you guys, I've been able to take a little bit of your personalities and try and put them in as well. You know, almost take, like, you know, what I like from everyone and try and, you know, put my little twist on and make it my own. So
it's funny you should say that, because that's exactly what we did.
Yep.
We took a little bit of everybody. Yeah. We're like, let's throw a little bit of this guy in there and a little bit
of
this guy.
You
got to. You know, we don't steal from it. You know,
no,
it's not,
not
like
at all.
You're mimicking somebody, but you want to say, hey, I like this style. I like that style. Mm-hmm. Let's assimilate that into, you know, our radio personas and our show.
So basically what Kenny and I did is we took Howard Stern, put him in a blender.
Yes.
Screwed him up.
Bill Dance,
and
Howard Stern.
Bill Dance, Howard Stern, yeah. And Aaron
Roman
Martin.
Aaron Marks.
Sounds like a damn good combination there.
Damn good combination.
Yeah. Well, it's been working. But I tell you what, I don't know if I could do what you do.
No, I don't. There's no.
But you do. You're doing it so well.
I appreciate it. I mean, at first, I didn't know if I could do it. Yeah. It was,
well, it's become obvious that you can, because like I said, I listened to the show, entire show today. I had an early day today, and I got to listen to the entire drive with Pat Payone.
Yes,
it sounds, it still sounds kind of weird saying that.
It does sound weird.
The drive with Pat Payone.
Hasn't gotten the ring just yet.
Give it a little bit of time.
Like a little bit of time.
With double P, baby.
Yeah.
Double P.
That's the best, that's the best homage you could pay to our beloved Aaron Marks.
Yeah.
Is that when people forget him. When you become so good as you are on your way to becoming.
I hope to do that someday.
Oh, absolutely. I see it.
Can I just tell y'all all something? Do y'all all realize that Aaron Marks listens to us? He listens to you every day. He listens to us on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. He sends me messages. I love that guy.
And we love Aaron Marks. But I tell you what, you know, that's, because Aaron Marks is the guy who kind of nursed Pat along here.
Definitely.
And gave Pat his, know.
It was actually my first job in radio.
Handed the reins over to Pat, and Pat has, and there's nothing prouder. It's like a parent. When your kid exceeds your expectations, is what all parents want to do.
Right.
That's what you want.
You know,
and that's what I see happening with Pat and the drive.
And with you and me, you know what the key to him with us was, he drank that juice and he just drank it and drank it and drank it and he loved it.
Yes. Indeed. Every drive.
He loved it.
Yeah. Every drive.
I mean, he's been a supporter of us since day one. And it's been incredible.
Well, from what I understand, we're going to become regular visitors on the drive as well.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say this right now because I have to apologize.
You do?
I bombed on my boy.
What'd you do?
I bombed
what
on
happened,
my boy
man?
Last Friday.
What?
I bombed on him. Look at my wife. Kimmy has now walked
the same
out.
Thing.
Kimmy's shaking her head going, yes, you did, because I bombed on him because I was supposed to join him on Friday.
Uh-huh.
To talk about the fishing forecast for the weekend and what we got coming up and everything else. And we spent a little too long at the half shell on Thursday night.
Hey, while we're talking about.
You want to give another giveaway?
We got to give another giveaway.
All right, let's give it away. All right, DJ.
Let's do
it.
Let's do one of them. Let's do one of them $25 bar tabs from Masters Club right here.
Oh heck yeah! Give it away.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let's not do that one. Let's
give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
Yeah.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
We are giving away a $25 bar tab.
Put it in you.
Right here at Masters Club. There we go. DJ has got that handled. Man,
we'll let them handle it.
Yeah. They fortunately they are handling that. Because we have a huge table full of stuff to give away here.
Yeah, we do. We got
some great stuff.
Reels from Captain Crumbs. We got, dude, what's with the bags? All the shirts over there from.
I'm trying to win that rod. That way you guys take me out on your boat one time.
Yeah. Oh, we got plenty of rods, man.
You know, I'm just messing around. I know that's always the story. We got a rod for you.
Here's the deal. My rod is long and hard.
No pun intended, but we're hanging out at the Masters Club. There's plenty of rods here.
Man. I'm rethinking this drive thing with Captain E and coming on the show. No, I'm just joking.
I can't wait to come on the drive with you.
I want you guys to. I mean, it's not even, obviously we have a huge community of fishermen, that listen to your show, but also listen to my show as well.
That's right. It's a sports radio channel, sports talk. We're talking, it encapsulates all sports.
Got so many.
Fishing, boating,
I'll
football,
tell you,
basketball, baseball. You know,
my good buddy, David Archibald, who I played golf with, who I told you the story about, hey, we were on the third hole last Friday. We're on third hole and he goes, my partner said something about the radio show and he goes, wait a minute. What Southern Anglers radio show? You're Captain E. I knew it. And then he goes on to tell me, he said, Pat's done a great job taking over for Aaron.
Pat has. I listened to this morning. It was awesome.
He drives 6 days a week from 4:30 to 8:30 in the morning, and he said he listened to all of it.
Hey, let's get network ID in real quick. We'll be right back.
Here we go, folks.
All right, folks, 15 seconds. We'll be right back.
Start as new.
We're the friend who answers you, but we don't really know it. Thanks for the conversation. We're WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
We have loaded up the Toyota Tundra Studio, put it in the back of my truck, and we've headed down the road. And we are at the Masters Gentlemen Club up in Myrtle Beach, hanging out with the fish heads, having our first monthly.
Monthly.
I'm not going to say annual. First monthly happy hour party.
First.
It's a great time.
Happy hour here at the Masters Gentlemen Club.
I mean, here's the deal. What we have done is, because we are broadcasting from the front door. Mm-hmm. Literally, we're at the front
That's
door.
That's what we got to make a point of right there, is you don't have to worry about your wife being mad at you or anything, because this place, I mean, it's not necessarily, you can come here, you've got the VUCA lounge, you can come here and enjoy a nice happy hour. You don't have to see boobies.
That's right. Dude, are you kidding me? I'm looking at beautiful boobies.
Where?
I love it.
Where?
I'm looking at beautiful boobies everywhere. I'm looking at Nick.
Oh, Nick's over there.
I'm looking at great boobies.
He does
boobies.
Have some man boobs, don't he?
Dude, Nick does have some man boobs. He's one heck of a man. No.
But seriously,
dude,
man,
it's
I mean,
a
you,
great
you can come
time.
Here and just enjoy yourself like any other.
Can I just tell you
place,
how wonderful
man.
We have been treated since we've been here? Huh? How wonderful. I mean,
they
from
like
the
us.
Bartender to the cook to the
yep.
kitchen manager.
They
to the general
like
manager.
Us. Yep.
Awesome. It is a great time, and there are so many locals here, it's crazy.
Yeah, we're all about the locals. But, hey, we still got Pat sitting here with us.
I know. We got Pat still here sitting here.
I'm just entertained, guys. You
Pat,
keep,
what's
keep
going,
it going
on? Tell us about what you got anything going on, like, for the football season coming up, man? Are you guys
yeah.
going to do, like, some special things,
crazy
man?
In the show?
Like some picks,
oh,
like some
man.
Crazy picks.
I am going to be changing up a couple things. We're going to keep the same death pool that we've had the last couple years that Aaron started. But, you know, fantasy football was something that he kind of – shied away from, and I want to make that more of a staple of the show. And so we're going to do something where every week, you know, you can go ahead and have your fantasy, you know, little team that you can post to us. And at the end of the season, we'll have a big prize for the entire winner. And
uh-huh.
then I'll go out and put my, you know, my picks on the air on Thursday mornings before the actual first game starts. And you can go ahead and
are we considered Cumulus employees? So
no.
we can we get it on?
You
that?
Guys can win whatever you want.
All right.
Yes,
hey, just like Pat's walking around right now.
I got
with a raffle ticket.
I'm telling you, I got my eye
oh,
on that
right.
fishing rod. I got my eye on that fishing rod.
Yeah, I tell you what, I wouldn't mind winning that one myself. that fishing rod comes from Captain Crumb's Outpost.
Awesome.
Yeah, he donated that. And I also believe it comes with a free rod and reel repair or,
very cool.
or relining deal.
Well, I'll be needing that.
Yeah, man. So that's a pretty good one to win.
Yeah, why not?
And that is a pretty serious combo right there.
No, all
right,
just a couple little wrinkles for the show.
I'm as a Clemson University Tigers fan.
Hey,
oh,
I got
no.
a
here we
one.
Go. Here we
I,
go.
I have to just ask Pat a question.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on our football team?
On the football team this year? I think they have a very good shot to get back to the playoff. Do they get back to the national championship? That is a big question mark in my mind.
Okay.
I think they have a lot of great players.
You
and
just
they,
made some energy. I thought Mrs. Captain E was going to bop you
hey,
in the head there for
I'm,
a second.
I'm as big a Clemson fan as any of them.
He's a big Clemson fan.
I'm a huge Clemson fan,
by the way.
I'm a huge Clemson
yeah.
fan, but I have to be a realist when it comes to you know talking about sports.
There are definitely high expectations
lost,
for them
lost
this
a lot of
year.
Defense, definitely.
Yeah.
High expectations, but Deshaun Watson, I think you got to put him in the top three winning the Heisman this year. No. If he's not there, then there's something wrong with the Heisman voters.
How do folks Amen. Get in with these games, you know, with these picks that you're doing? What do they do?
What do I do?
No, what do folks do who want to get in on this?
So
this game?
I'm going to set it up so it's going to be all through the email, which is the drive at teammyrtlebeach.com. And,
uh-huh.
and so you can just go ahead and email. I'm going to get the email straight, and I'm going to make an entire spreadsheet of everything just to add more work on myself.
I know. It's not as if you have enough now, right?
Oh, yeah.
and by the way, just so you know.
Are you going to have time to go fishing with us?
He actually
Maybe
knows
not.
How to use Twitter. So,
yes.
So they tweet during their show.
They do tweet.
Yeah, they tweet. You know what?
We
you
need
and
to
I
learn
do?
How to do that.
We what do? We flutter. I don't know, but we don't tweet much.
We're not Twitters.
Twitter.
We're not tweeters.
They tweet very well.
It's, you know, Twitter is a very easy thing. It's all about what your frame of mind is in that 1 second that you want to get out there. And my thing is, that's how I'm feeling that most of the people on the Grand Strand who don't call in, that's how they're going to interact with the show. So I want to have polls where they can just go vote or leave them open-ended so they can go ahead and say whatever they want.
Amen.
Hey, let's give away a prize real quick.
All right, what are we going to give away?
We can't waste time. We got to get rid of some prizes. Let's see here. You want to give away that Rod Reel combo that Pat's been eyeballing?
Oh, boy. Here you go, Pat.
Or you want to wait until we get Captain Crumb on
there?
I got
to walk away now, guys.
You better get rid of it.
We're
going to
do that right now. Captain Crumb's Outpost giving away a Rod Reel combo.
Yep.
That's an awesome combo.
Rod Reel combo.
With a free reel repair kit.
Yep. There we go. All right, Pat.
Give that to the guy in the peach shirt. Hey, Pat, we'll see you later. You're not going anywhere, right?
Thank you, brother.
All right, man. We'll see you in a bit. You know,
I'm extremely excited that he came up here to hang
me
out.
Me too, man. Pat is super cool, and he's been.
You know, it's like when you're on the JV team and the varsity guys show up to cheer for your game. That's what I feel like.
Well, I'll tell you what. We started off cold in our show. Nobody's ever done what we've been doing.
No.
And so we you know, who cares if we fail? Nobody's ever done it before.
Yeah, now
we're the first of a kind. We're unique. We're original.
Now
Pat had the unfortunate of having to take over a show by Aaron Marks, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
you
here
know?
We go.
That's not easy,
hey,
man.
Hey, by the way, you're just going to walk into Aaron Marks' shoes.
Yeah,
which,
you
by
know.
The way, no offense to Aaron Marks, and I know you're listening, but I think Pat's about three sizes bigger in shoes.
As far
than
as
here
shoes.
It is.
But he's starting to catch up in his ability to handle that drive. I listened to that show today and it was awesome. But anyhow, we got Robert Thompson here with us now.
Finally. Robert hauled his butt all the way up here from Merle's Inlet. And
I wonder who won the Rod Reel combo.
We have been talking about the Spanish Derby.
Well, that was
we've
a double-edged sword. I was up here picking up some prizes for the Spanish Derby also today. And, trying to
double-edged sword.
Yeah, trying
double to double-edged sword. That's what my wife calls me.
What's that song from back in the day? The double Dutch bus.
It's a double-edged sword. Now it's coming and going.
Try to get some more raffle stuff. So, as y'all know, the reverse raffle at the Derby really raises the money for the money. I mean, for the $5,000. So we try to give away a little bit more. Of course, Coastal Angler Magazine is giving away the first loser. Gets $100 back.
First out in the what do you call that? The
reverse
raffle. First loser. Well, first winner, I guess you'd say.
Well, a winner can be a loser.
Yeah, you
get
your money back.
The first loser.
If you are the first person to get your ticket drawn, I will walk over and slap a $100 bill in your hand.
Yep.
Just like I did last year. Man. Broke my heart. I was crying like a baby.
We have a few other donations from likes of Big Dave's and the gun store and a few restaurants and some other cash coming in. So there'll be more than one way to be a winner when you're a loser.
So, Robert, you are a fisherman from way back. That's something we all know. You are one of the most qualified.
Let's go ahead and say way, way.
Yeah, let's do a double way, way, way back. But you are a very knowledgeable, skilled fisherman, both recreationally and commercially.
Yes.
Still like commercial. Did I blow his head up enough? Did I swell him up enough?
You set that up.
Are there going to be, you know, what do you think is going to be the turnout for the Spanish mackerel here? I mean, as far
weather
as the amount of
the
catch.
Key. Well, for the key.
Amen.
Weather's weather. The key. If we have decent weather, I honestly believe this year I will give away over $30,000 in cash to all the winners. And as y'all know, I keep it small on the winners, so the winners win good money.
Yeah, like the folks last year.
Oh, yeah.
They walked.
They were close to 10.
Oh, my goodness. They had to have a bag to drag out all that. They had like a wheelbarrow to drag out
Caroline
all the money.
Caroline told me that's her boat.
Uh-huh.
She bought a boat with her winnings and a surfboard.
You can't beat that with a stick.
Yep. 13-year-old girl wins about 10 grand. She's good to go.
And we have laughed and laughed about it, but that was a borrowed boat for the day.
Yeah, borrowed brother-in-law boat and all that stuff. It was a, and worried that he's going to make it home.
Hey, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to get some mahi.
What do you mean you're going to go get some mahi? Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the food, man. They brought out the food. Did you try that, Robert?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The seafood.
The mahi, the flounder, the shrimp, everything they brought out to us was incredible. The
it's
food
provided
here at
by
Masters.
7C Seafood.
And, you know, that's another one of the misconceptions I think about the Masters Club. You know, everybody thinks, oh, man, I can't go there. Yeah, you can. It's a cool place to go.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to, you don't have to get all, nasty unless you want to.
Man.
That's good, man.
Yum.
I'm going to have to take my break here in a second and go get some of that, too. Hey, let's give away a prize real quick while we're here.
Hey, let's give another Seven Seas gift certificate.
Hey, that's a really good idea. All right. Yeah, because we got two more of those to give away, folks. All right, right now we're going to give it to the DJ here at the Masters Gentlemen's Club. We're going to do a T-shirt and a $20 gift card to Seven Seas Seafood Market as of right now.
Right now.
Draw it. Go, baby. There we go.
All right, Rube, let's talk about it.
Rube, that's funny that you should say that, because not very many people know that that is a pseudonym
actually,
for Robert Thompson.
Most people know that that's his name.
No, actually, it's not something I ever really loved all that much. It's a name that happened in 1985 on a new Captain Bill.
When he was 12 years old.
Me now, a little older now. Me and Scott Lawrence and Jimmy Singh were pulling the anchor in, and it got away from us. And it went right through Scott Lawrence, a.k.a. Goaty's legs. And Jimmy got up there yelling, Reuben, get it! And I finally got it dogged off, and it kept Scott from getting tore up through the anchor chute. And he started laughing and go, Reuben, where did that come from? And Jimmy tagged me with that from then on. The great one, Tommy Gady, a.k.a. Gator, he's the one that took off from there, and it was on from then.
Good old Rube.
Hey, we got a Salt Life wearing T-shirt guy here.
Yep.
He might be a fish head. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if he's a fish head or not.
I don't know, but his buddies ran out the door.
ran out?
I don't know. We had a little drama going on here. I don't know what that was. Yeah. Here they come. They're coming back.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been significant other calling on the phone.
Let me get out of here.
Yeah, could have been that.
Don't want to hear the music in the background.
Yeah.
Bounce, wow, wow.
Destiny to the main stage.
Bounce, wow, wow. Next on the stage is Fireball.
You know, I tell you what, Robert, I told you earlier today I've been getting some calls.
Oh, yeah.
Since you put my number on that poster.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, my name and my number on that poster, and it works out great, you know. And a lot of folks have been asking me about the registration, I told you.
Registration, just looked it up, and you can print your own version on, if you look up Spanish Mackerel Derby, Google search it, you'll get the poster and have your name on there again, and you can download and print a registration form off of there right now. You can also look at Coastal Angler Magazine Grand Strand Facebook, and you can get all the rules and reading off that. I can't print that.
You can print that. You can, you can save it and print it.
Okay.
I told that to our good buddy Andy Ricks today.
I saw him
driving around like a lost little kid looking for a registration form from any store he could get it from. And he ran into
I think Captain E's on stage.
Oh, here we go, folks. Welcome to the stage, Fireballs. All right. Let's get that mental image out of our head. But yeah.
But that's two places you can get it. And Thursday, I believe, I'll have them all in hand.
But it doesn't matter because you can't submit them until the captain's meeting on the 26th.
I'll take them if you have to. It just, as we all know, this is a very weather-sensitive event.
Right.
And I would rather not take the money and then have to give it back.
Exactly, right. Because if you take the money, you're not going to give it back.
And, I've tried. We're going to get, that's just the way
it is. It's our no-refund policy.
The one thing that will always happen, regardless of weather, we will have the reverse raffle.
Exactly. Okay?
We will give $5,000 away if nothing else.
$5,000's going to somebody.
Somebody going to win that money.
Well, do you have a rain delay plan in place? That's one thing, as a committee member, I have not.
It's in the rules. We have the automatic rollover day is the day after.
And if you remember,
English remember, the second or third year we had Hurricane Irene come through, and we went to Labor Day weekend. That cost us a lot of participation.
It killed us.
A lot of people have stuff to do on Labor Day. Dove season comes in, football season's in.
Yeah.
There's just a deer season's in this year now about everywhere. So, that's okay. I can understand people got other things to do.
Well, as of the recording of this show, we're 11 days out. As of the time people are going to be hearing it, we're only going to be 7 days out.
Right.
Yes.
And either extended forecast looks pretty good.
It does.
But we all know that marine forecast, about 72 hours is reliable. We've all woke up and got disappointed before.
Yeah. Hey, let's get a break in real quick.
Okay, let's pay some bills. Don't go anywhere, Robert.
Hang out with us, man, for another minute. Folks, we'll be right back here on Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Do something different with the family this weekend. Whether you're on vacation or local to the beach, when's the last time you didn't visit the water but went on the water?
CrazySister.com.
How does jet ski rentals for the family sound, or the excitement of parasailing?
CrazySister.com.
You can take a dolphin watch cruise or see what the pirate adventure is all about.
CrazySister.com.
Or go fishing on their head boat and make a few friends. Want something more private? Look into half and full day fishing charters. Book now
at CrazySister.com.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers radio show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
Fishing as we are back on the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Dude, I got to get some new air in my tires because we have hauled this Toyota Tundra studio down the road. We're 8 miles away from the Cumulus Broadcast Network, and we are at the Masters Gentlemen Club, hanging out, enjoying happy hour.
Indeed. Hey, thank you, Kimmy, for the delivery,
Kimmy,
of the ice-cold beverage.
Kimmy, you are the best waitress they have been here.
There is no doubt. The two of them together. Look at that.
Look at Anna and Kimmy.
Anna, Anna. You say it correctly. I say it
the right way.
You do. I've never have.
And I roll my R's.
Your R rolling ability is amazing.
Look at her falling off.
It's absolutely like
that was so
Antonio
much fun.
Banderas.
We went to the CCA big banquet down in Georgetown.
We did. Had a good time
and rode together and I kept rolling my R's. And Anna was like, "You're so good at rolling your R's."
She did say that.
I practiced.
Because she's kind. She's very nice.
You know what? I guess if I can do my tongue like that, I guess that would be good at some time, wouldn't it?
I would almost give Anna a microphone so that the world can hear what she sounds like.
I would love it.
Is this a family show?
You know, you've talked to my wife earlier.
Family show.
I'm just checking.
What is your target audience here? Yeah. Well, that's the first time we've been called that.
Yeah.
I am offended.
I'm offended. You're calling us a family show?
What in the world? We're doing something wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Robert Thompson.
Yeah, Robert's
Captain
still hanging out with
Robert
us here.
Robert Thompson with us.
Hey, let's give away a couple prizes, man, right, while we're goofing off here.
What are we giving away now?
All right, let's start off with let's do that Big Dave's.
Big Day's Bait and Tackle?
The Big Day's Bait and Tackle, folks, down there in Merle's Inn, one of the best bait and tackle shops you will ever
find. Yeah. Whatever you need, whatever you want. If he doesn't have it, he'll order it for you.
With the distinction of
extinction,
having very seriously local knowledge deciding what he puts in there.
Yeah.
That's right.
He currently having fresh local squid delivered about 3 days a week.
That's correct.
I saw that.
And we saw the bag of delivery 2 weeks ago.
I happened to witness that. Yes.
We're trying to keep him stocked up with it, but it is a superior bait.
Right now, DJ, call out the number for a $25 gift card to Big Day's Bait and Tackle.
Did you say BJ?
I think I said DJ.
You said BJ.
Your ears are deceiving you.
Ears are deceiving
you. You have been influenced.
All right, well, anyway, we're back to Captain Rock. Captain Robert Thompson, founder, and I say this completely because I have enjoyed being involved in all six since day one of the Spanish Mackerel.
So are you involved in this one?
I'm involved in this
involved
one.
Involved in it right now? But
I didn't put my phone number on.
Are you going to come at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon?
I will be there.
I'll be there, man. I'm going to be there.
4 o'clock.
Bells on, man.
Well, Ken, you know that if we'd have put his phone number on there, we'd have had text only written on it.
Text only!
Well, you got that right. If you want to get a hold of Captain E, English Lover, text, don't call.
843-655-5459.
Even Jerry, even Captain Crumb is nodding his head on that
Captain
one.
Even Captain Crumb's nodding, and my wife is nodding.
And Nick
will tell you the same thing.
Manager here at the Master General
text
Club.
Don't call him.
Yeah.
I do think it's important on this thing. I don't think we've mentioned it. Remind everybody, it's August 26th is the captain's meeting, Friday, August 26th.
That's right.
That's
August
27th
is the fishing day. We talked about weather a little bit. Like I said, currently we have the 28th as a rollover date, but, you know, we'll get with the general population that's fishing if we have to work around
it. I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Oh, my God, shots! Hello?
Walk back. Give you a dollar.
Shots.
Is this legal to do live on air?
We did it at Marlon Quay Marina that time with the guy from Palmetto Moonshine.
We did Palmetto Moonshine live on the air.
That guy got us hammered. We barely finished the show that day.
Cheers.
What is this, a test tube?
I don't know what we're doing.
This is
I'm not going to tell you what color it is.
I'm going to tell you that was absolutely incredible.
Who's paying for that?
All right, what flavor were you doing there? Lemonade.
It tastes like lemonade.
That was good.
That was not bad.
If you'll go see Nick, he'll pay you our tab. He'll pay you
for ours. Thank you, Nick. That was a good shot.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Appreciate it.
I got
Let's do another.
Go put it on my tab. My stage name is Russell. Yeah, I have a tab down there. It's Russell. No, I'll pay you. 1 second.
Give us 1 minute. We'll pay you back.
Give us 1 minute.
Wow.
Anyway. Wow.
I didn't know
good.
We were a fair game.
I have a stage name here, you know that.
Fireballs.
It's Russell. No, it's not Fireballs.
Fireballs.
Nick cut me out on Fireballs. I thought I was supposed to be Fireballs. Oh, she can't. No, we were going to take a picture, but we can't.
It depends. You got to ask the lady.
You got to ask Nick. Ask Nick. We're trying to take some pictures for the Facebook page, but I don't think we can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
That's the sad part. No photos.
And we've got some wonderful friends that we've met here.
I know. And
Thank
I had
you.
Such a great idea for a meme. I did, Jerry. You should have heard the idea I had for a meme. It was spectacular. We'll talk about that later.
All right, but let's remind one thing about this tournament. It is not only it pays more than any other Spanish mackerel tournament in the world. Okay. Because I have coined it the largest Spanish mackerel tournament in the world. It is family friendly.
Very.
It is children oriented. It is like, come on,
ladies
hang
oriented.
Out, have fun.
I mean, there's very few tournaments that you can come in and go back out. If
That's
your
right.
kids
yeah.
are tired,
yeah.
they want to go swim at the point, go swim at the point.
Yeah.
You take them in, go to lunch.
The only thing you can
out.
Do is like go red fishing or something before lines in the water.
Yeah, I mean, as you read the rules, and I get beat up on this all the time.
Read the rules.
You can't. Please read the rules. Mm-hmm. They are available. We went through that a minute ago.
Don't go fish for trout.
Okay.
Before it winds in.
Inside the inlet, you can fish for bait prior to 7.
For 1 hour prior to...
And at 7, you can fish for bait in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to fish today, if you want to get your bait today before and you have the capability to keep them good and live overnight, fine.
Go for it. Yeah.
But that day, no. I don't, like I said, we want to make it, like I said, kid friendly. So to make it, they don't like getting up. They don't like being on the water before daylight.
That is one of my favorite parts about that tournament is it's a good tournament because it's for a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you're trying hard.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, you're enjoying yourself with your family, and friends.
And like I said, we have a 20-mile restriction. That's a good thing. Anybody, as long as the ocean's there, everybody's competing on the same thing. I mean, English is more of a golfer than we are, but he understands. Let's have all play on the same
anybody
course.
Anybody is more of a golfer than I am.
Yeah, well, if there ain't a windmill or a giraffe or something, it ain't golf to me.
I hit a divot farther than I do the ball.
Look at Mike Brady in the background with that golf swing.
We got to golf with Mike someday.
I know, I love it.
Uh-huh.
But I agree with you. I remember from day one, I remember this tournament involving kids, involving family, involving fun. And it has been that way since day one until this year. And it will continue to be because Robert, that's the way he wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you
secure some great sponsors, man. Marine Service Center.
And Sea Hunt.
A fantastic
boat dealer.
A lot of parts from Marine Service Center. And one thing I like about them is they have them in stock.
They do.
You don't have to order through iBoats or whatever. You can go to Marine Service Center and get the part you need when you need it. Yeah.
Leave with your oil. They have it. They have what you need.
You know, I used to be good
plus
friends.
Plus, they're a great selection of boats.
I used to be great friends with David Perry.
I thought you still are.
No, hang on. We are. But when my shoulders started deteriorating,
mm-hmm.
I started getting less phone calls from him.
Is that right?
But I used to get every phone call for every golf tournament from David Perry.
Because you're the ringer.
Hey,
you're a ringer. You and your whole family.
I need you for a golf tournament. I need you for this.
David's a golfer.
And David's a golfer and great guy. I can't wait.
And from what
Mike Brady, take care, my brother.
From what you're not leaving, are you, bro? All right, man. We'll see you later. I tell you what. From what I understand, Dave Perry's going to actually fish the tournament this year.
I hope so.
He told me that just the other day.
Well, good, because he threatened to do it last year, as we all know, and everybody remembers, the weather forecast last year was terrible.
Mm, yep.
Yeah.
And it got better as the day went, but like I said, every year in this tournament, somebody went home with some money that was within casting distance to the jetties. So, I hate everybody stacked up in one spot, but it can happen.
That's why I did that, a couple years ago when you left me hanging out to dry.
Hanging.
I caught like 24 Spanish mackerel all in a 2-pound range. Not enough to win any money.
2 years ago we had
enough to stuff the cooler and have a great dinner afterwards.
Just every year is different. You got to think that the first place fish last year would not have placed in the top 12 the year before. I mean, that's just
unbelievable.
And that's
isn't that something, huh?
And it's been up and down like that from day one to right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we started the first year in English, I believe we had about 12 boats.
Yep.
And like I said, last year we had 69.
Yeah.
And if we can just all pray for good weather, hopefully we'll get it.
Yeah.
If we got good weather, I believe, honestly, we'll have 100 boats.
That's a great tournament. I tell you what, there's no better time of year to fish for Spanish than right now.
No.
Yeah. And it's the week before Labor Day. Kids are back in school. It's still warm out. It's time to go play.
And the recreational boaters are slightly less.
Yes. That's the one thing. Have you drive through Garden City from today? It's kind of evaporated over there.
It certainly has. And us fishing folks enjoy. I have nothing against recreational boaters.
That's right.
Oh, well, and
they take up a lot of space.
And thank God the tourists come. There's a lot of people, and I've been, if you're not. Have one way or another been affected by tourism money if you live around here.
That's right. We live in a progressive community, and I love that fact. That's what gives us the living that we are fortunate enough to make.
Yep.
Especially in our line of work. But I tell you what, it is nice when the recreational boaters clear out and it belongs to the
my buddy Chip up in Little River.
The fishermen. I love it.
I love to see them tourists come.
Who's that?
I love see them go.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
I pick and joke about you and me, and how sometimes we'll have a private conversation off the record.
Yeah.
About
we have lots of those.
How busy the inlet is, mm-hmm. and how busy, blah, blah, blah. And then I look at, we have to both sit there and say, hey, mm-hmm. it's our business's purpose to completely drive people to fishing.
Absolutely. We contribute to that.
I think we've done a good job.
And we have done a really good job. But you know what makes me feel good about that? Is these are parents taking their kids out, getting them off the Xboxes, getting them off of the
That's it.
PlayStation. I love that, man. Hey. There's nothing, you know.
Getting stung by a jellyfish ain't bad.
Yeah.
If you're out there having fun doing what good.
You know, you're right. That's right. A trade-off.
I mean,
you know?
If you spend any time in the water, you're going to get hit.
I got lit up. I had a really good childhood growing up on the water, in the woods, you know, and I love to see that happen to kids today. And it scares me that they're not getting that as much as they should.
Right.
So it's nice to see it.
And if you take a kid fishing, he appreciates it.
Indeed.
You see it all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's why we're doing this thing on Saturday, man.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of kids.
Saturday, August 27th.
That's why I was like, all right,
keep
Robert.
Keep throwing the date out there.
You got to get here today, Robert, because we're going to record the show and blah, blah, blah. But we are, I'm so excited about Saturday.
Me too.
I am completely excited.
We've got two good Saturdays coming up.
I had so much fun with Bill Arganti.
Yeah.
Let me say that correctly.
Yeah. Argente.
But I had so much fun with Bill doing Caroline and Company, which, by the way, have you called, and I'm talking to Robert, have you called and set it up for me to take them fishing?
No, I've reached out, and it wasn't to them, somebody else in the station, I shall say. And, yes, you're right, I need to circumvent who I've spoke with.
I remember getting up at 4 in the morning.
There's only one phone call away.
No, I got up at 4 in the morning and took Amanda Spanish mackerel fishing at 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, we
have
fun.
Before sunlight. So we got to get that set up again.
Well, we need to do that.
Let's give away another prize real quick before we go to
got a lot of prizes to give away.
All right, let's give them
Let's do it. All right, let's give away one of those. This is the one I'd like to win personally.
I know.
$25 bar tab here at the Masters Club.
At the Masters Club.
Yep. All right, DJ. Did I say
give
DJ?
It away?
Yep. Draw that ticket for a $25 bar
tab here
at the Masters.
Give it away. Give it away now.
Do it right now.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away.
Robert's going to hang for a bit, buddy.
I'll be right around.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Don't
go anywhere.
I'll have you a lap dance, man. We'll see you in a bit.
I'm stuck out here in the lobby. The entertainment's behind us.
Amen.
All right, folks. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angles Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish your boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
That's
on the
right,
Southern
we're broadcasting
Show.
Live from the Toyota Tundra studio, which we have packed into the back of my little Toyota Tundra. Sponsored by Sparks Toyota, and we are here at the Masters Gentlemen Club.
Wait a second. Your Toyota Tundra is anything but little.
Well, you're right.
It's That's a big
little.
Old truck, man.
This is the only thing that I have that I can claim is not little.
I think you could pull a house with that truck. Oh,
it is.
I think, look at that. Kimmy
look,
got
my wife even
out.
Laughed about
yes,
that.
She did.
It is the only thing I have that I can claim is not small. But, you
Depends
know
Depends on how cold it is outside, right, Kimmy?
I blame it on the
How
temperature.
Cold the water is.
Always blame it on the temperature.
Indeed.
Of the water. I love it.
Yeah.
Kitty says the water. Yeah.
How
it's
cold
always
it got to
do with the water.
It's like a thermometer.
Yes, exactly. God, what a great time.
Hey, let's give away,
Thank you,
let's
guys.
Give away a prize real quick.
Thank you at the Masters Club for
Oh, man. They have, this has been a great experience for us, man.
Fish heads. Listen, next month, make sure you put us on the schedule to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a good time. Hanging
like
out.
I said, bring your wives. We did, man. I mean, this is not a, this is a cool place to go.
It is so much
the
fun.
The food is incredible. It's just a good atmosphere to hang out in.
No, this is one of those, the food's no good. You don't want to order it. Don't order it.
No?
No. We're gonna do that. Negative, publicity. Don't order it.
Really?
It's terrible.
I don't know.
That thing was good.
Oh my, you got that right.
I'll tell you what,
the flounder was so good.
Was,
the mahi mahi was good. The shrimp was, everything was incredible. Do you agree, Kimmy?
Kimmy
yeah,
says
she gave that a two thumbs up review.
Kimmy, aka the
and her wine, drink. She's enjoying her wine.
She is enjoying.
What kind of wine,
wine
are you drinking there?
Fancy white wine, whatever.
Oh, I don't know what it is. It's fancy.
Well, listen, we got Captain Crumb sitting in with us real
wait,
quick.
Wait, before we do Captain Crumb, let's
Hang
give
on.
Away another prize.
You want to give away some more?
We
stuff?
We got to, man. We All got right, some stuff on the list.
Ahead.
Let's give away that second two person trip. On the
Crazy
the Princess out of Crazy
Sister
Marina
Princess.
To the Gulfstream. This is a Gulfstream trip, folks.
Yep.
This is not their little old 10-mile trip.
We're not talking about this 20-mile trip. We're talking
deal.
About. And
yeah.
By the way, just so you know, you'll probably be fishing with the best head boat captain in the Southeast. Not in the Carolinas. We're going to put it on the Southeast. And everybody that's fished with him...
Absolutely.
That Captain Robert.
Robert Strickland. Captain
best.
Robert Strickland is one of
the
best fishermen.
Nick is finally in here. Let's get Nick over here to talk to us.
Let's talk to Jerry first.
We're going to talk to Jerry.
We'll throw Nick in right
Nick,
behind him.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
stay here,
my friend. You're not leaving, are you, Pat?
No. Pat's leaving.
Hang, buddy. Hang
He's
for a few
go.
More minutes.
By the way, in case you didn't remember, Pat has to work early in the morning.
All right.
Unlike us.
True. DJ, give away those two person Gulfstream trip on the New England Princess out of Crazy Sister Marina.
Thank you, brother.
Now.
All right. Good deal.
There we go. They're all right, on,
we got
they're on the way.
Jerry with us.
All right, Jerry. What's up, my friend? Hey, put that mic up to your mouth, man. Is
Hang
the mic
on?
On?
It's off.
Turn it on.
Slide the button up.
How about now?
There
oh, way
go.
Good, way good.
Okay.
Folks, we got Jerry
Canizio.
Captain Crumb.
All the time. Captain Crumb. Love you, brother.
See you later, Pat.
All right,
Pat's out.
Kimmy, tell Pat bye-bye.
All right. Captain Jerry, I tell you what, you donated a great prize. I see everybody's been eyeballing that combo you donated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I tell you what, that's the next thing we're going to give away right now. Did we already give that away?
I think we already
gave it away. Oh, we did. There's next there, man. Sorry, somebody already won that bad
boy. Okay. I threw in the extra free reel service.
Can I have that?
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm going to need it.
Yeah.
Evidently, I might need it, according to Jerry.
As long as I get anything in a Ziploc bag, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you why I might need it, but there's evidently a reason I might need that.
So tell us what's going on at Cap'n Crumbs.
At the Outpost?
Are you busy?
Outpost? Am I busy? Yes. Yes,
good.
I get
good
steady repairs every day.
Your repairs, from what I've told, what I have been told from Captain Jay Sconyers of Aces Up, mm-hmm. Incredible. You have serviced his reels better than anyone ever.
And he is really rough on his stuff.
Well, he's hardcore.
He's rough on his stuff.
He nonstop,
he likes
man.
To break them.
Yeah.
He's nonstop. He just goes.
Yeah. But back when I was 18 and 19, I used to be rough on my stuff, too.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, I fished with Jerry many times, too. Jerry's a hell of a fisherman as well.
You know,
my
wife.
Keep him from getting stuck on the sandbar.
My wife is the only person that laughed at that joke.
I tried to pretend you didn't make it.
I love my wife. She's awesome.
She's great, man.
But anyway.
When you call her your better half, I'd say it's your
better half.
It's your better three quarters.
Better three quarters. Exactly where I was going with that. Yeah. She is the better of my three quarters. But I'll tell you what.
It is.
Captain, I stopped by to talk to Jerry 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago. We were talking about trolling motors. We're trying to get some new controls for our foot pedals, for our blah, blah, blah. And walked in and dude, I mean, between jigs, between rods, between everything, rod and reel repair and maintenance and everything, stop by and see him. Third Avenue in Myrtle Beach. Exactly. What is it?
Exactly. Third Avenue South. 1211 Third Avenue South. Unit C. Right next to Sunshine Printing.
Exactly. As soon as you make the right onto the Third Avenue South, on Third Avenue South, if you're coming down 501, you're right there on the right.
You're right there.
You can't miss it.
Easy to find. Very easy. And the best part about Jerry's store, it's like the only bait shop in Myrtle Beach.
And the other
man.
Thing is, don't put it in Google, because Google will send you
Black's Tires
to the next spot over.
Down the block.
Because I told Jerry, I showed up, I was like, oh, dude, I was like next door and like looking around, it was like Sherwin-Williams paints and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, where's the damn tackle company?
I'll tell you one thing I learned from Jerry here. Captain Crom.
What'd you learn from him?
Bucktails, man. I mean, I used to use bucktails when I fished in Chesapeake Bay. When I moved further south, I really kind of got away from bucktails. I forgot how really good they are at catching fish.
I like bucktails too.
Yeah, bucktails were good, and Jerry has, I saw him catch fish when I wasn't all using bucktails.
Bucktails.
With a Gulf shrimp on it or with a sweetener of any other kind of, soft, plastic. And I tell you what, it got me back into bucktails.
Certain places.
I had no choice.
There are certain places you can use them.
I got away from them when I moved south, and, you know, that just showed me right there that there's always something you can go back to, you can learn, and because Jerry's a bucktail guy.
Yeah.
As far as one of many things you use.
As far as flounder fishing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on them, so it's much, much easier.
Well, good deal. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, and appreciate your
you
contributions
so
to the show.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Weekly,
anytime.
Calling in. We're gonna, grab, we're gonna grab. We're gonna grab. I say, Captain.
You're gonna hang around for a while, right, Jerry?
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. You're not going.
All
anywhere.
Right, good man.
We're gonna grab Mr. Nick Lopes and pull him up here.
Let's get Mr. Nick in here.
Nick is the brainchild behind this.
Don't let anybody
fool you.
He's responsible for this fiasco.
Idea.
Yeah.
Nick has been a good friend of mine for now over a year. Anyway.
This whole train wreck is his responsibility.
Yeah, I have had the fortune of meeting Nick over a year ago, and he is one of my truest friends ever in the history of my life.
Bam, are you going to kiss him?
No, I love him. Yeah, I'll kiss him. If he wants me to kiss him, I'll kiss him. He knows I love him.
Wow.
But
what in the world?
I'm still waiting to see him.
I guess he likes you, Nick.
We have the bet. We all know the bet. Everybody's heard it, blah, blah, blah. But we're here with our good friend Nick. Nick, what a great time. Thank you guys so much for having us out here.
Pleasure to get you outside the inlet.
Dude, I know.
You
and
very
I know,
rarely
I know
see
you're
Captain
surprised.
English Glover outside the inlet.
I know you're surprised, because Nick,
I called Kenny
not long ago, was calling going, let me guess, English is backing out.
Yeah.
But when it comes to these guys at the Masters Club and Nick Lopes, Mike Slay, Mike Capp, you know what? some of my best friends for a long time, and
they love to fish.
Going to be here.
They are true fish heads.
Yeah, true.
Uh huh.
Nick bleeds fish blood.
He does.
He's got scales.
He's one of the hardest core fishermen I've ever seen.
Yeah, hardest core. Yeah.
Hardcore.
Tell him he's got to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning and see how long.
Well,
it takes.
Wait a minute. You don't
there.
Go fishing at 6 o'clock in the morning, Nick?
I know somebody who can't make it out past 11 p.m.
I'm kidding.
I know at 11 p.m. I'm still standing.
Yes, he is.
But what about 6 a.m. in the morning? Do you go fishing at 6 a.m.?
I'm going to bed.
Oh, that's true. Nick is the manager here, so what time do you get off work normally? 2 a.m.?
It's late.
It's late.
Depending on what time of year it is, normally you're seeing the sun come up.
So that explains why, if I was you, I would just go straight to fishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, when you make those offshore runs, that's the best time to go.
But you don't have an offshore boat. You have a bay boat. You can hit those, man. You can hit that top water bite.
Yeah, but we're trying to sell the bay boat.
Yeah, the bay boat.
If you're interested, please go to
wherever.
Nick's ready to buy a bigger boat. We want to go.
I like your boat, man. I'd almost buy your boat myself.
I'm looking to go up to a 25 or 27.
Nick likes to go deep.
He does, don't he?
Yeah, just ask his girlfriend.
I like to stay shallow.
Yeah, he likes to go deep.
Well, I'm trying to get.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Payon is back in the house.
Wait a minute. What's he doing back here?
Nick likes to go deep.
Hey, go get that guy. Security?
Go get that guy. Security.
I better not say that too loud, honey.
They took all the fun away this year. You can't keep the cobia. So I'm out there catching cobia that I cannot.
Yeah. You caught a couple nice ones this year.
Nick and Captain Chris.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah.
With the cobia.
It was a good time.
Nick and Captain Chris caught fish.
Yeah, you made the Coastal Angler magazine a couple times.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, I did. I think I did see him in the Coastal Angler magazine.
You did?
All with cobia.
You know, we talked about it this week.
All with cobia.
We talked about it last week on the radio show.
Uh-huh.
The most people we've ever had in the studio was the morning that you and Chris were on your way back from Florida.
Oh, please don't remind
me. And y'all showed up.
Dude, that was awesome.
And Captain Mike Slay, Captain Mike Slay.
Captain
Mike
Slay.
Mike would love that, wouldn't he? Yeah. Mike Slay shows up, and we got...
That's an honorary term, right?
8 people in the studio.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap!
We've got more than that in the studio today.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in the studio. What a great time. Thank you so much, dude. What a great time. Again, I want to talk about the food that was incredible. Kenny?
Oh, the food was amazing, man.
I mean, incredible. The hospitality was beyond that. From the front door to wherever.
So, Nick, are you going to fish the Spanish Mackerel
Derby?
No,
he can't. He's working.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he can't get anybody to take his place. He's an important man around here.
He's impotent.
All right, we'll get out of here. We're going to go get a lap dance.
He's an impotent man around here.
He's going to cop us a lamp dance.
Yeah.
Cop us a
Well, I'm going to fish with Michaela. I'm going fishing with Michaela.
Is that right?
Yep.
You already got that worked out.
I already got it worked out.
Awesome, man.
Me and Kimmy are going fishing
with
Michaela.
It's going to be a
menage.
Organized chaos.
Organized chaos.
A menage of fish.
Thank you. That's a better way put it, Nick.
Menage of fish?
You know what? That's why I love Nick. No, Nick knows how to clean it up.
Hey, it's about time for us to get out of this segment and take a break. When we get back, we'll be closing this thing out, man, from the studio.
What a great time.
Oh, what a great time here at the Masters Gentlemen's Club, folks.
Thank you,
Nick.
We'll
be doing it again next month. Hope you join us then, too. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Southern Niners Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Hot deals and cool savings as the summer clearance event continues at Island. Right now, a new Chrysler 200 for only $17,987 with trade-in. Or the Chrysler Pacifica starting at only $279. Want a new Ram truck? Only $197 a month or no payment until January. You know Island will pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. It's islandchrysler.com. Then head to Pauly's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
The Panthers are back on the road this week for their second preseason game. We're headed to Music City for an afternoon game as the Panthers defense will face the revamped Tennessee Titans offense with their running backs DeMarco Murray and Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry. This is Jim Zoki. Join Eugene Robinson and me, along with our entire Panthers radio crew from Nashville, Saturday, pregame at 2 p.m., kickoff at 3 on the Carolina Panthers Radio Network.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we are back to close this thing out.
That's right. We're broadcasting via recording at the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota. And as you can tell, we had a great time.
Yeah, like I was saying at the beginning, I hope you guys had as much fun listening as we had doing.
Yes, exactly.
Because we did have a blast. It was a good time there.
We had a great time. I want to thank Mike Slay, Nick Lopes, Mike Mahon for the hospitality. We had a great time.
Hospitality
out there.
Is exactly and what I, we got there.
You know, I know we touched on the food during the show, but I can't stress how good that food was. I think the one argument that Kim and I had was whether the mahi bites or the onion rings were the best.
I know. It was all spectacular.
Those onion rings were the best that I've had, and I've eaten onion rings all over the place.
The chef there is incredible.
Yes,
he's very skilled, very knowledgeable, very experienced, and very proud of what he does.
Yep, very.
He
very
was telling us we were going to be impressed, and he was right.
And Seven Seas Seafood supplied the fish that we had that day.
They don't play around, man.
Nope.
They
Master's Club buys local.
Fresh local seafood.
Fresh local seafood from right here. From our good buddy Chris Conklin.
You could go wrong for $5.
Nope. That was a dang good deal. Listen, normally it's only $6.99.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we got a good deal that night.
We did. But it was awesome.
So you need to make sure, you guys, next time when we get this scheduled for September, try and come out there and join us. It's going to be a great happy hour. And come enjoy the food.
I tell you what, the giveaways were a lot of fun, too. The guy that won the, you know, Crazy Sister Marina donated that.
They donated some great stuff.
They did. The two packages, two people.
Yep.
A trip for two people, two of them.
Right.
On the New England Princess Gulfstream trip.
Gulfstream trip.
The man who won that, I thought he was going to cry.
Yep, you told me he
taking
was excited.
Taking his son with him. Yep. Yeah, and I mean, I'm telling you what, it was, he could not show his appreciation enough, man. He was so thankful. It was, it gave me a warm and fuzzy feeling, man.
Well, here's the great thing. We've got plenty of gifts already for next month, so we're going to, again, have some great, great, great giveaways.
You got that right.
And we'll have more coming in between now and then. But
as you know, as y'all fish heads heard,
yep,
we were giving away prizes like the whole time we were there.
The whole time.
Like every 2 or 3, 5 minutes.
Yep.
Had to give away something.
That DJ did awesome.
Oh, he did, man.
He's got a tough job, dude. He's got to keep a lot of people happy, you know?
Yeah. What a great job he has.
I never heard Fireball, though.
I never did either.
I never heard my song.
Too bad.
By the end, you'd have been on the pole.
You would have been on the pole.
By the end, I would have been on the pole.
By the end, I'd have been up on the pole next to you.
Yep. That was the original unit or something with a water pipe. Maybe.
I don't know. I was climbing across the floor.
What a great time, though. But I tell you what, again, folks, this Saturday coming up, next week, the 27th, the Spanish Mackerel Derby. We can't stress it. It's a great family time. Come out the 26th to Mullet Hut. We'll be registering starting at 4? 5?
Yeah, 4, I think.
4 or 5.
We're actually going to do it earlier than what we've been talking about. So yeah, you can show up at 4.
And we're going to have a blast there both nights. And remember, you get to come eat some fresh Spanish mackerel Saturday night.
That's right.
At the awards.
That's right. We'll be frying up some fresh fish for the folks donated. I donated a few fish, you know, what was that? Not last year, but the year before. Yep. When I caught a whole, I gave like 6 of them to them.
And also, don't forget the reverse grapple. That's a lot of money. $5,000, for that. You can get in on that if you want to stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. He's got some of the reverse grapple tickets there. Or if you find a flyer, give Robert Thompson a phone call. And he can get you set up with getting you one of these.
And if you don't know where the Mullet Hut is, because that seems to be a lot of folks don't know where the Mullet Hut is.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the smallest restaurant, a smallest bar on the Marshwalk.
It's a hut.
It's a hut.
It truly is a hut.
It is located directly between Creek Rats and Dockside.
And yep, and Bubba's Love Shack. Yeah.
And Bubba's Love Shack. It's right there on the waterfront.
It's right there.
Can't miss it.
Yep.
Can't miss it.
You can miss it. You can walk right down the daggone Marshwalk.
Well, that depends on what time of night it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Or how many drinks you've had.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That would be the all.
But it's a good local little hangout. Great time there.
It very much is. And it's a lot of fun right there. We're going to have fun. I can't wait to fish it, man. I'm looking forward to that big time. I can't wait for our trip to the river.
To the river.
We're going to the river.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
and
it is.
Mike Brady, I'm sure, is going to teach us a lot. And Fred. Fred, I can't wait to fish with Fred. Fred's been kicking our butt for how long? A long time.
Yeah.
We got him last month, though. Let's remember
got
that.
Got him worried now.
Because you're tied with him.
Tied with him on big fish.
In our great big fishing club, you know.
As of right now.
Well, we'll be there next week. Kenny and I will be helping register and helping Robert get everything set up. And we're going to be fishing bright and early Saturday morning. I love the tournament because you don't have to start till 8 o'clock. Line's in at 8. It can't get better than that. You don't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to go out there.
Uh-huh.
But if you fish the way we do, you want to get up early because you're going to be catching bait for a while. You want to load up the live wells.
Yeah, that's what most folks do. And, it shouldn't take very long.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a big bass battle report from this week since Tony's not here.
Yeah.
But the big bass battle.
Out.
The big bass battle was absolute rain fest, and we ended up fishing. And we had 4 boats, and we had 10 people.
You went ahead and went out there and fished?
We did, yeah.
Man.
I had 8, we had 8 bites on my boat.
Uh-huh.
I had one fish about 11 inches. We didn't land another fish. 3 of the other boats didn't have fish. One boat came in with a 1-pounder. On the dot.
And won the money.
Oh, 1 pound fish.
Oh, 1 pounder.
But, you know me and Lightning. If you don't know me and Lightning, you won't get to see us close. We don't get very close.
Yeah, I had my radar up the whole time, man. And it just kept blowing up one behind another. Another one would blow up behind it and flow right through.
It turned into heat lightning. And, you know, heat lightning is obviously, you know, I think pretty, to be honest with you. But it turned into heat lightning and it was so dark because of the cloud cover.
Well, all lightning is pretty dangerous.
But the other thing I can tell you is, if whatever you do, we're coming out of a full moon this week. There's going to be so many different things to get out and target. I can tell you one thing. This high tide that we've had and are going to have this week is pushing those redfish in the grass, I guarantee you.
You think so?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I would be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet. I didn't even think about asking Fred about flood tides, but I'm sure he said mentioned something about September 19th sometimes when the next flood tide starts. So
to do the sight fishing trip?
Can't wait to do that
again this year.
Yeah. I told you we're wearing periwinkle-proof shoes there.
I'm going to write some boots.
But, man, I tell you what, I'm glad we ended up recording the bookends to the show, as you would say.
Yeah, I like that. Good idea.
Recorded the bookends because
we lead in, we lead out.
Yes, we lead in and we lead out.
Yeah.
But again, if you're free
that's
this afternoon,
let out like.
If you're free this afternoon, come out. Yes. If you're free this afternoon, kind of like the tide. If you're free this afternoon, come out to Peachtree Landing. There'll be some raffles and things going on. They got some great prizes, and come hang out with us. We're gonna be down there in the Marshall's Marine Key West boat and hanging out. Hopefully with a couple big catfish.
Yeah, that's the least thing you can do is come and see all the fish that's going to get brought in.
There should be a bunch. And it's, you're saying about the no-kill thing. I can appreciate that, but I can't see people keeping brim alive. I just can't. Because, you know, third place is the largest brim.
Largest brim.
Yeah. But all fish must be alive at weigh station.
Yeah, if I caught a big old brim, it's going to be tough to keep that bad boy alive.
We're going to have to bring a stringer and string our catfish up on the side of the boat.
Hey, we're getting the old signal, man.
Well, let's go. What
time
a great time.
Time to get on out of here. Folks.
Pack up the Tundra and leave.
That's right. On behalf of Captain E and myself, Kenny Moore, this has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
You have been listening to the Southern Anglers Radio Show, sponsored by CAM Business Concepts.
The friend who answers you, but we don't really know it. Thanks for the conversation. We're WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.